Thank you once again. Welcome to the Good Stuff program. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here on your local radio station, such as Lemon, South Dakota's KBJM. Glad to be along with you, reminding you, Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of the publication is tailored to the cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Go to tsln.com to find out more about Tri-State Livestock News.
Hey, Mike, I know we're kind of toward the middle of February here, but I've got Cowboys New Year's resolutions I wanted to share. I thought it was pretty good. As one who's been a cowhand since the Wildcats learned to spit, I've made some resolutions for the coming year, to wit. Resolve to ride a shorter day and sleep a longer night. To never come to breakfast till the sun is shining bright. To draw a top hand's wages when they're due, or quit the job and hunt a wealthy widow or an easy bank to rob. Resolve to quit the wagon when the chuck ain't up to snuff, to feed no more on bullet beans nor chaw on beef that's tough. Resolve to straddle nothing in the line of saddle mount that ain't plumb easy gated, gentle broke, and some account. Resolved that when it's blizzards and there's stock out in the storm, to let the owner worry while I stay in where it's warm. Resolved that when it comes my turn next spring to ride the bogs, I've donned the bib and tucker of my town and Sunday togs. And tell the boss by gravies if he craves to shed some blood, just try to make me smear him tail and moo cows made from mud. Resolved that when a thunderhead comes rolling up in sky, I'll lope in off my circle to the bunkhouse where it's dry. Resolve to do such roping as a roping cowhand must, but never when the air ain't free from cattle trampled dust. And resolve to swim no creeks. Resolve no dead cow skinning, and resolve no fence to fix. Resolve to swing no pitchfork, no pick, no axe, no spade. Resolve to wear my whiskers, if I want to, in a braid. Resolve to take this new year plenty easy through and through, instead of sweating heavy like I'm always used to doing. As one who's been a cowhand since before who laid the chunk, it may sound like I'm loco, or it may sound like I'm drunk, to make such resolutions as you see upon my list, and others pert near like them that my memory may have missed. But gosh, they sound so pleasant to a son of saddle sweat. And New Year's resolutions, well, I never kept one yet. So why make resolutions that bring furrows to your brow? Let's make 'em free and fancy, 'cause we'll bust 'em anyhow. That's S. Omar Barker wrote that in 1966.
Thanks for sharing that on the Good Stuff program. I have one from Robert P. Johnson Davenport called Coffee Break. That tie that binds in the USA, that makes each man a brother, is that old coffee bean we brew and serve each other. A good hot cup of liquid mud will warm the coldest heart and loosen up the silent tongue, help friendships get their start. The hobos in their jungles would toast with caffeine brew, and no man was a stranger as they washed down potluck stew. We should gather all the warlords and settle this world's unrest around an urn of coffee where camaraderie is at its best. Robert P. Johnson Davenport on that one.
Oh, I'm not quite sure I'm sold on that coffee thick as brew.
Well, that might be it. And mud, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. Anyway, hey, did you know the first CD pressed in the United States was Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA?
No, I didn't know that.
I thought that was interesting. Here's something else. The original name for Butterfly was Flutterby.
Really?
Yeah, they flipped it. No wonder kidding. If it was a typo that turned it to Butterfly.
Could have been.
Yeah, it makes you wonder. The phrase rule of thumb is derived from an old English law which stated you couldn't beat your wife with anything wider than your thumb.
Oh, that's where rule of thumb comes from?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which I don't know. I don't think I like that. The skinnier they are, the more they hurt.
True.
I don't think that's a good thing. Well, let's move on. The first product Motorola started to develop was a record player for automobiles. At that time, the most known player on the market was a Victrola, so they called themselves Motorola.
Oh, that's where that came from.
Yeah.
I don't think turntables in cars would work very good.
Oh, well, I don't either. I don't think it lasted. Roses are maybe red, but violets are indeed violet.
That's true. Words of wisdom.
There you go.
Thanks for listening to another edition of The Good Stuff. And if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at that. And keep listening for another edition of The Good Stuff.